Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and winger Corey Mather, who got one of our goals as well. In a quite comfortable 7-0 performance, I think, against the Wrens today.
Yeah, we didn't really know what to expect, so we needed to make sure we were at our best. And I said to the girls before the game, I said, you know, we need to go out there and play it like we don't have any information on these, like how good they are, so we've just got to make sure we focus on ourselves. And I think first half we were maybe a little bit nervous, I don't know what, but when we got the second goal, I think half-time came at a good time for them, but not a good time for us. But the second half performance was outstanding. Yeah, to score 5 more was brilliant.
So yeah, absolutely. We sort of pressed it home, whereas I don't think we did in the first half as much. We sometimes letting balls go astray a little bit, but it seemed to gel a lot more. But did you find that good on the wing there today, Corey? Because you seem to be going past people like they were just statues today.
Yeah, plenty of space to just run around them, do a bit of skills, get around them, get the ball into the box, create opportunities for other players.
So a nice wide pitch would suit you as a winger then, give you plenty of space to get crosses in or maybe just jump in yourself as well.
Yeah, it's always better to have a wider pitch, more freedom.
Absolutely, yeah. So that was about as good as we could have hoped for today against what was temporarily the top of the league prior to today, Fleetwood. But we can only plan to go forward. I mean, these clean sheets are excellent. We can hope that we continue that next week in the FA Cup against Uttybridge.
Yeah, I said before the game, like, no one in the league up to now, even after today's results, have just looked as kept a clean sheet. Everybody's conceded, so we're the only team in the league at the moment that's not had a goal conceded against us. So we always base our game on keeping a clean sheet, because you only need one goal to win a game, don't you? Not 5 or 6 like other teams are needing. So yeah, we'll be no different next week. We're going to the FA Cup, we'll get a clean sheet. I know it's cup football, but we're still very, very defensive in terms of, you know, the way we win the ball back and the way we play our game. So yeah, we'll go in there with full confidence again, not knowing what's going to come the other way. But in a way, that's a nice thing, because it brings the best out of everybody without having any preconceptions about, you know, how, you know, obviously last year it was difficult because we knew teams might be a little bit lower standard. But this year it's good because we don't have that sort of to fall back on. So there's no complacency, really.
No, there shouldn't be, I suppose, either. I mean, although you changed it from like 4 at the back to 3 at the back, it was almost like 1 at the back was needed today with just Fran holding. I mean, there was no pressure because, you know, they didn't even have any shots on net. And there was a few people around me thought Fran had a really good game. But I'm glad you brought Corey out, because I thought she was my man of the match. I thought she was absolutely wonderful, the way she just settled. After about the first 20 or 30 minutes, she just really seemed to run the wings. It was frightening then, because they didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, and there was 3 people for that position today, for Corey's position, and I picked Corey because I believe in her. And, you know, she gave a performance that was you know, worthy of starting, definitely. And, you know, the finish on the goal was outstanding. You know, I've seen many of them go over the bar in the past last year, when, you know, just thought, oh, we're 4-0 up, 4-0 up, you know, just take it. She really concentrated and focused on it, and I'm just happy that she did really well and she enjoyed it.
Yeah, you must enjoy getting a goal. It's always nice getting a good performance. I mean, a win's primarily the thing you need, but it's always nice getting a goal, isn't it?
Yeah, getting that goal, it boosts my confidence as well. Yeah. So now it's boosts my confidence for the next game. Just get more next game.
Well, that's it, yeah. Well, get yourself. Have you scored in the FA Cup before? Have you played in it?
I have played in the FA Cup before, yeah, but I haven't scored. Well, so maybe that's my chance.
Maybe next week, who knows, right? So we're off to Uttybridge. Come and join us all. It's not far from Stocksbridge. I'm sure plenty of our fans have been there before. Yeah. It's only about an hour away. Come down and enjoy a bit of FA Cup fun.
Yeah, great to see you there. Cheers, Neil.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.